This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features there. You get to create the content. What you see there on the front page was created by listeners just like you, and you can vote up what you like and down what you don't. That is how it works. It is Reddit-based, and it is totally free. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
So, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. And still to come, the latest on the widening crackdown on the black market websites. We talked last night in detail about the Silk Road, Silk Road 2.0, being targeted and taken out by the feds just yesterday. And it turns out they weren't the only site. I've got an update on that story. Plus, Daryl, you'll be telling us about a 90-year-old man, I believe it is.
90-year-old man.
Who is illegally feeding the homeless and has now been arrested for it more than once. We'll share that story with you as well. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We've got Dan first, though, in California. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Dan in California, going once.
Hello?
Dan.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay, great. Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
So I was listening to you guys yesterday. You were talking about PGP and man-in-the-middle attacks, and I decided I had to call in and clarify the situation.
Okay, great. So, cool. And try to make whatever you're going to say as digestible for a general audience as possible.
Right, yeah. It's a little bit complicated, but not really. So here's the thing. Your understanding from yesterday was that if I'm keeping my private keys private and you're keeping your private keys private, I have your public key, you have my public key, our computers are not compromised, then we have a secure connection. That was what I understood that you were saying yesterday.
It was a conversation we were having about PGP, which is pretty good privacy, and Daryl was expressing some concern about having heard something about what's called a man-in-the-middle attack, where somebody essentially sits in between you and the target that you're trying to send or receive information from and pretends to be that person or at least pass.
I'll send the information through Ian's website to you, Dan, and as it's been explained to me, and hopefully you can tell me if you know this is just a load of bull or not, is that what Ian gives me is purported to be your public key, and what Ian gives you is purported to be mine, but both of those are actually his, and so he's receiving all of the info and compromising it in the middle.
So that's exactly what I called in to say, but that's not what you were saying yesterday, so I thought that you missed that point.
That's not what I heard being said yesterday, so I
don't think that
you.
I mention that point, but if you send something through a third party that they can, in mm-hmm. theory, compromise the security by, using right. some sort of encryption thing
right.
and lying to you about it.
Right. So the important thing is, so you don't, for something really serious, you don't trust the encryption of the website that you're talking to. If you really want to be secure, in principle, what you want to do, if I'm talking to Ian, is I want to meet him in person and get his public key. If he gets my public key, then it doesn't matter what third party we're talking through. Nobody can crack it. I mean,
right, but that's not practical when you're talking about people from different parts of the world doing business with one another.
That's right. So, I mean, I don't know that there's much. Well, there are some things you can do. You guys were saying that your public key is kind of out there on the site. If your public key is published all over the internet, it's plausible, but it's a lot more difficult for that to be spoofed. Like a famous person could have their public key all over the internet, and it's just a lot less practical to spoof it in that way. There's things you can do, but yeah.
Before you go on, so what has been said today? I didn't understand Daryl was saying last night. And so let me try to restate what's going on here. And Ellen, if you're lost at all in this conversation, please let us know, because I don't want to talk over somebody's head. So PGP requires that that you have a public and a private key. And you publish the public key to whomever it is you want to be able to send you things that are encrypted. You keep the private key private. You don't want to give that to anybody at all. And what we were talking about last night, what you've described now, Daryl, makes more sense what you're saying. You're saying that your concern would be that someone could masquerade as though they're Ian Freeman, send you their public key claiming to be Ian Freeman, and then you thinking that was Ian Freeman would encrypt that message with that other person's public key, meaning they would be able to read the message you had intended for Ian Freeman. Is that what you're getting at, Daryl?
That's not exactly how the monkey in the middle sort of thing was described to me.
Mm-hmm.
The way it was described to me was anytime you send through a third party,
mm-hmm.
whether it be an email service like Gmail
yeah.
or a website like Silk Road, you're sending it through a third person.
Right.
So what the guy from the tech panel at Keenvention told me was you shouldn't trust encryption because there could always be a monkey in the middle to where somebody tells you that it's one thing, but it's actually something else, and then they wind up taking whatever info.
Right. So, isn't that what I just said? I mean, that they would be masquerading as you, essentially, right? So they would be intercepting your mail that you were sending. Let's say I was sending you the public key.
Okay? Right.
They intercept my email and they modify it to have their public key in it. Instead, that way, when you encrypt the message, I wouldn't be able to actually read it. Only they, the hacker person, would be able to read it once they received whatever message you were sending. Is that what you're getting at? Am I miscommunicating still?
I think that might be it. But so this leads to the question of should encryption at all be trusted because everything is going through a third party provider some sort.
Okay, so just to clarify what's going on here, you're both sort of right. The thing is, what Daryl is describing applies specifically to exchanging of public keys. If, like I said, you were to meet in person ahead of time, which I understand is not practical oftentimes, but if you're just sending emails, for instance, you're sending emails to your friends, you can very easily meet them in person, in principle.
Well, you could also verify a public key by being on the phone with somebody.
Yeah, sure. That's another way. Yeah, there's things like that. But the point is, once the authenticity of the public keys are established, then you can safely go through any third-party medium.
That's correct.
But
so if you know, Daryl, if you know you've got my public key, you encrypt something with that public key, you can send it through any third party you want to, and they can't read it. Without having my private key.
Okay.
Is that clear?
So the only reason that I should trust encryption is if I'm able to talk to you in person to get the private key.
If you're not certain that whoever has sent you a public key is the person who they represent themselves to be, then you need to verify it. So if I send you an email and I say, Daryl, this is my public key, and there's a chance that that didn't actually come from me, that, that it actually came from somebody else who is masquerading as me, then you would want to do some sort of verification on
okay,
that.
But if you're buying substances from Silk Road,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to be able to call up the drug dealer in Colombia to verify his public key.
That's
what
right.
Is this? Yeah, okay. So what's the concern is what exactly? That the federal government would have been the agency that would be essentially receiving your encrypted messages in that case?
Well, I don't know if that's it or not. I'm just asking because, somebody that supposedly knows stuff about encryption tells me not to trust encryption if you're sending through a third party.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're saying verify by speaking to the person.
Well, right. The only thing is, look, if you were on the Silk Road, which is an underground black market website,
was.
And you buy, you want to buy some sort of illegal drug from someone and they require that you send them an encrypted message in order to do that, you're sending someone a message somewhere in the world. Maybe that is a federal agent that's actually collecting information of people who wanted to purchase drugs. That's certainly a possibility. But there's no one else who, is going to be able to read that. It's only the person who's operating that public-private key pair, whoever that person is. So besides the concern that it would be some sort of federal information grab, I don't know what the concern is there, because even still, anybody who buys on the Silk Road or another underground market like that can put whatever address they want in there. So just the fact that someone received an address attached to an order of drugs isn't enough to connect the person who is at that address with actually placing that order, if that makes any sense, because it's anonymous. You don't know who put the address in there, and you don't know who's receiving at that address either. There's more coming up here. Dan, thanks for your call tonight. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. and enjoy the features we share with you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We started out talking tonight about security on the internet. Now, there's steps that you can take to be more secure, but it's important to remember nothing's perfect. There's always something that can go wrong. There's something that can fail. There's something you can forget to do. There's nothing's perfect. No security protocol is completely uncrackable. And usually the weakest link is the humans involved, as we found out last night with the Silk Road 2.0 takedown. From the beginning of Silk Road 2.0, there was an undercover agent who was one of the trusted administrators of the website. So it doesn't matter if you've got rock-solid security encryption between you and the undercover agent, because then they're decrypting all the things you're saying to them, and they're an undercover agent, so they're saving all of it in a file to use against you later. So in that case, you know, you could have felt as though you trusted that person, and then turns out they were using, you know, their level of trust to put you in a prison cell. So you never really know. And that's probably the weakest spot of any kind of security system is the staff, is the people. Like, you know, when you're at a business, frequently the people that are stealing from you are your own employees, because, you know, they know the ins and the outs and the back end of how things are working. There was a lady here in Keene, New Hampshire, who had her own assistant. Her personal assistant was embezzling big money from her business, allegedly.
Like $250,000, right?
Yeah, something like that, $200,000 worth. So, you know, it's hard to pick the right people to trust. And if you've got the wrong people to trust, then all of your encryption is for naught. So keep that in mind. But there are still tools that can be used to improve your safety online. And there are certain things that are being done to you that are almost a guarantee unless you do something about it. And one of those things is your internet service provider logging every website you visit and every search term you enter. They're likely doing that, and they may be keeping those logs for 5 years in some cases. So one of the ways to stop that level of encroachment on your privacy is to get ProXPN, and you can do that for free. Start out by going to proxpn.com/FTL. You can sign up there and, again, get started with Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices, plus Linux users. It's pretty easy to get you set up as well. It's just a bit of a different process. Go and get started at proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. By using code FTL50, you'll get 50% off of that annual account, and that's good for the lifetime. That discount is good for the lifetime of your account. Plus, you can save even more, 62%, by using code FTLBTC and then paying with Bitcoin for the annual account. So again, proxpn.com/FTL. You get some great benefits. It's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and they don't keep records of your online habits at all. So use those promo codes, FTL50 or FTLBTC, and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. We continue here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Think Fish is on the line in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl.
Good evening, guys. Good to
Hi there.
Talk
You're on
to
there.
You.
Go ahead, sir.
The other night, I don't get to listen at night. I usually listen to y'all on the podcast on my way to work in the morning. And you and I don't remember who was co-hosting with you. He was the guy that organized the 420 rally.
That would have been Rich Paul.
Rich, well, you guys were talking, and I believe it was you, Ian, that made the statement that you don't consider voting and running for office activism. And
not what I said.
Okay, see,
what
I may have been mistaken.
Yeah, what I said was I don't consider voting to be activism. Running for office is definitely activism.
Right, and to a degree, I think that voting is... in and of itself, that 420 rally, and admittedly, I don't know that much about it, but any rally, it's a good way to inform and educate. But in and of itself, I mean, when it's over, what do you have? A shortage of Doritos and Keen.
well, no, what we had was international press coverage. We had great video footage. We had a memorable, epic activist occasion, plenty of great pictures. So there's much more that came out of that than some people eating some munchies.
Yeah, activism is more about changing people's minds and drawing attention to your viewpoint. It's not you know, just going out there and doing something that's illegal.
Well, the definition of activism.
I understand that. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, yes, you inform people, you educate them, you change their minds. But if they don't go to the polls and back the people that are like-minded and running for office, it doesn't do you any good. Voting is a form of activism. You have to have the people to back the people that are like-minded, to me.
Well, look, I'll give it to you that by definition – it probably would qualify as activism in that you are trying to affect society by voting. If you're voting, you know, not for the lesser of two evils, and you're actually voting for
right.
somebody who does actually, you know, hold your viewpoint as much as possible. But it's the most weak form of activism. It's the most least committal. I wouldn't call someone an activist because they went out and voted. That's sort of the thing that is expected of Americans, is that they go and vote. And I don't think that if you're doing something that's not above and beyond what's expected as a citizen or whatever,
it's your civic duty.
Yeah. Again, I don't think it's anyone's duty. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it's expected
right,
by
it's
people.
Right. It's expected. And the reason that I made the civic duty
yeah.
joke is because That's the lie that you're told. Like, it's your civic duty, it's expected of you to go do X, even though only half of the people wind up going to vote anyway.
Well, I do see the point, though, because whoever gets elected into a position of, you know, having authority or office, they do affect changes. You know, they control things that will eventually affect your life in some way.
It's true. And I think that activists should vote. I mean, I like what Rich Paul was saying earlier on the show, where he pointed out that, look, he wants the people who vote to come out and support him at the 420 celebration. He's willing to go out and vote to support the people that are doing the political thing. And, like, you know, we should scratch each other's back as activists. And if there's an activist who loves liberty who's running for political office, then it should be an activist should go and participate in that vote. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to call every little old lady and person who walks into the polling location an activist. I just don't think that qualifies to me as activism because it's not above and beyond the norm. It's not unusual.
I would say calling your representatives and members of Congress, writing them letters,
that's more activist.
Going to testify,
exactly.
Those are things that definitely qualify in my book.
Yes, I agree with that.
And I do have a problem with something, not what you said, but I agree with what you said, but I have a problem with people that go and vote and, well, I'm just going to pick the lesser of two evils. You're not doing anything. If you're not voting your heart and what you believe in and what you fight for, to me, that's, you're doing the wrong thing. You're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I totally agree there.
If you believe in something and you should do everything you can to get if you want change, and this is one problem I have, is that I'm a very impatient person, and the problem is change takes time. You're not going to get it overnight.
Boy, tell me about it. Good call tonight, Think Fish. I'm with you, man. Thanks for the call, except for the fact that, you know, the claim that it's activism. I agreed with everything else he said. You don't qualify to me as an activist because you went out to vote. So you've got to do something more, anything more.
Right.
Then voting. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That guy handing, you know, holding the signs and handing out flyers out in front of the voting location, that guy's an activist. People walking by and just punching a Chad, yeah, not so much. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Already tonight, callers bringing topics to the table that we weren't necessarily prepared for. PGP, encryption, security, and also what is activism? How do you define what activism is, and is voting activism? These are things we've already discussed. Still to come, the 90-year-old man and associates who were arrested for...
This guy's definitely an activist.
Yes, absolutely. For giving out food to people, to hungry people.
Yes.
Apparently that's illegal in some places. We've covered stories like this in the past, and the crackdown is still continuing. Now it's Fort Myers, Florida, where the...
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. There's a lot of forts down there. Fort Lauderdale, where they are cracking down on folks feeding the homeless. We'll give you that story coming up here. Your calls are also welcome at 855-450-FREE. Plus, the latest on the what is appears to be a major crackdown on the online drug markets, much larger in scope than we first believed yesterday when we did the show. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. Also, you can go to freedomsphoenix.com to uncover the secrets and expose the lies. That's what they get every day, the readers over at freedomsphoenix.com. And you could be one of them. Just go to freedomsphoenix.com. You can sign up for their free daily dispatch or just read the website. They've got all kinds of real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Kenzo is listening in Atlantic City. Kenzo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I don't want to really pick on this show because I've noticed this is the case with other shows that are similar to yours that, you know, talk about liberty topics and truth issues. And I was just wondering, I mean, why do you and these others advertise for people to invest in precious metals like gold and silver if you understand that the central banks are actually the ones that are behind this? And it's an amazing...
But the central banks are behind what?
Well, they're the largest. They're the ones who are selling it. They're the ones who own most of it.
That's not who I buy from. I buy mine from Midas Resources.
Okay, but I'm just saying, where do they get it from?
Well, they have different vendors and different sources. Who cares where they get it from? What matters is whether or not you have the gold or the silver in your possession.
Well, actually, it's more than that, because, you see, the people who actually set the price, and basically mine is a broker, is the banks. The central bank set the price for gold and silver.
That sounds like a conspiracy theory to me.
Well, I mean, all right, well... Okay.
I mean, you're talking about a global marketplace for products.
Okay.
You're talking about a global marketplace. There's a lot of factors that go into play as to whether or not gold or silver, what the price is. Look, I'll give you one thing, that there are banks out there who sell gold and silver. I'm putting quotes around those, gold and silver, where they'll give you a certificate and they'll claim to have gold and silver in some kind of vault somewhere, and that you could collect it if you want to.
Hey, that's how fractional reserve banking started.
Yeah. I understand. You're talking about instruments. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about actually owning physical gold and silver. The price of the world market is set by the banks, namely the Bank of England. And
well, it could
that's
be
a conspiracy theory.
It,
right?
It could be argued that because of manipulation of the. Hold on, we're talking over one another.
Okay. Go ahead, please. Sorry.
It could be argued that, you know, because central banks manipulate the amount of currency in circulation, that they set the price of everything. So that can of Campbell's chicken noodle soup
that
I bought to fight off the Ebola, you know, the price of that chicken noodle soup was in some way set by the central bank because of inflation. The price that I paid for the antifreeze and the windshield washer fluid earlier today, that price, in a roundabout way, because of, you know, currency levels and inflation, the price of that was set by the central bank. Is that what you're getting at? Or are you saying that, you know, Janet Yellen and some group of people at the IMF sit down every day and write down the price, and then they control every transaction of gold and silver? Is that what you're saying? Or are you saying that it's because of monetary policy?
No, what I'm saying is you know, however you want to ascribe what it is that leads to those particular prices. If you understand that the people who own the most are the ones that set the price, that they're the ones who are buying and selling. And
okay, so Campbell's
that,
Campbell's owns the most chicken noodle soup, so they set the price. You know, that's how things work. Like, whoever is doing the most transacting gets to sway the price.
But at the same time, hold on a second. If I buy, the price is set by buyers and sellers all around the globe. If I whatever the price of gold is or silver is what it is at the moment I make the deal. And, you know, I offer a certain amount, they accept a certain amount, or vice versa, and we agree and we come to a deal. And that's the price of gold and silver, whatever it is in that moment, in that exact transaction. I mean, to
right.
say
it
that there's
arbitrage, and that's where the problem comes in, is because it's being sold to people in a massive advertising PR campaign that the dollar is going to collapse. Who's doing that? The central banks. And this is the solution. And the question you have to ask yourself.
Wow, you are. This is a fascinating conspiracy theory. So thank you for the call, Kenzo.
Well,
I appreciate hearing from you tonight. So just to recap what he said there. So
I find it kind of strange because I know there's people buying and selling all over the world, especially in Africa where most of it's being mined, and there's not really central banks that control that. It's mostly just local vendors or people who are purifying it and then reselling it on the market.
But behind the scenes.
So what he's saying, the conspiracy theory he just posited, was that the central banks, the ones that are manipulating the money supply with the dollar and these other central fiat currencies around the world, that the central banks are printing a bunch of money. They know this money system is going to crash and burn someday. That's what happens to all fiat dollars. All
so they're trying to speed it up.
Well, what they want to know, what the claim is that they're at the same time selling gold and silver to people so they can make even more money because they're selling gold and silver on the, you know, the pitch that the money system's going to collapse, and so more people will buy gold and silver. He's suggesting that the money system's collapse, or what some people believe is an imminent collapse, I don't know if I agree with that, but the, you know, the money system's collapse is a sales technique for the central banks to sell gold and silver. Is that what you heard, Daryl?
That's exactly what I heard.
That's ridiculous.
But when I've gone to the U.S. Mint website, and I've gone there a couple mm-hmm. times to look at some of the silver products that they have, they way jack up the price, like drastically. I can get stuff a lot cheaper going through Midas or one of the other companies that sell silver.
Well, but then his conspiracy is that Midas and all the other companies that are selling them are ultimately buying them from the central banks, which I don't...
Well, it's not like the central bank owns all of the gold in the world or that they control even a vast portion. I mean...
Well, he was suggesting they do. And I don't know, honestly, how much gold and silver the central banks control. Some would say they have far, far less than they claim to have, that Fort Knox has no gold in it.
Right.
Why would they have interest in keeping it anymore? It's not like they need it for anything.
Exactly. They can just print out as much money as they want to. So, yeah, why should they keep it? And, in fact, it's interesting when you look at these banks that will sell... Now, this isn't a conspiracy theory from what I understand. Some banks will sell you gold and silver on paper. And then you can exchange that paper, these warehouse notes, basically, for that gold and silver. Well, the stories that were coming out over the last few years, and I haven't heard one in a little while, but that doesn't mean it's not happening. The stories were that people who had gold and silver on paper had tried to contact the bank to say, all right, I want my real gold now. I want to collect my real gold. And the bank's response were like, whoa, we're going to work on that for you. It'll take us a little while. And it took them a long time to actually fulfill the order. And the idea was that it's taking them a long time, like weeks and weeks and weeks, to fulfill these orders because they don't have the gold and the silver on hand. And they've got to wait until they gather enough of it together to where they can actually fulfill the orders. So they have been, that the allegation is that the banks have been selling gold and silver that they don't have on paper, on the hopes that people won't actually try to collect the physical product. Now, that's dishonest, and if that's going on, it's a terrible thing, because that does, to some extent, affect the price of gold and silver, but over time, gold and silver have historically been good checks against inflation. There's more coming up here, 855-450-FREE. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin. There are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract and is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The latest on the global crackdown on darknet domains like Silk Road 2.0, that's still to come here tonight. Plus, a 90-year-old man arrested for feeding the homeless. Daryl has that story. You are welcome to comment here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. And, you know, since our last caller mentioned it, you can get your gold and silver from gold.freetalklive.com. You go there, you get some amazing gold and silver pieces at great prices, and customer service, they're great too. Midas has been at this for a long time. The toll-free number is 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. And it's important to point out that, you know, even if what that last caller was saying is true, and I don't believe it for a moment, that the gold and silver price is ultimately controlled by the central banks of the world. Even if that is true, then over time, if you look at the price of gold and silver, it does compete, or it does keep you up against, it keeps you up with inflation, meaning that if you have gold and silver over the years, you know, you don't pay attention to the ups and downs every day or every week or whatever, but you compare, like, back 100 years ago, you know, how much gasoline you could buy for an ounce of silver versus how much gasoline you can buy for an ounce of silver today, and it's very similar. Like, you know, a good suit of clothes might have cost you an ounce of silver 100 years ago, and a good suit of clothes would cost you an ounce of silver today. I'm making very general statements. Obviously, there are exceptions to this. Like, you can point out that, you know, clothing technology has gotten better. Clothes are made cheaper now, so you can probably get a good suit of clothes for a little less than an ounce of silver. But my point is generally that looking at the price of gold and silver over time compared to inflation, it does tend to keep people up with protecting them from inflation of the money supply, because that's just how gold and silver have worked. Is that a guarantee that's going to do that in the future? No. Past performance is not a guarantee of, you know, future performance, obviously, but you know, there's something to be said for hundreds of years of history. So keep that in mind. Go, and if you're ready to get gold and silver, if you want to get some more, go to silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com or call them, Midas Resources, toll-free, 877-857-9938. Or you can subscribe to some sort of ridiculous conspiracy theory and, I don't know, what are you going to invest in then? Like, if not gold and
dirt
silver.
Dirt and chairs.
Yeah, I mean, cigarettes, maybe? Do those go bad over time? I guess it would, right? Tobacco would go bad over time.
Yeah, it does, eventually. If you keep it long enough, it'll get moldy or just dry out.
Right, but what's the shelf life? Like, 5, 10 years?
Don't ask me. I'm sure it's a decent amount. And,
well, you're the smoker in the room.
Well, a cigarette.
She doesn't
are one
keep
thing.
Them that long.
Okay.
No, I don't. But I know that some cigars are finely aged, mm-hmm. so that could be, you know, that could depend on how you store it.
If you keep them in a humidor, then they should stay for a while.
The let's see. Also, you could get some alcohol, right? Like hard liquor. That stays good for a little while, doesn't it?
Yeah. Doesn't that stay good forever?
Yeah.
And then
aging for 30
wine, if stored properly, will get better with age.
Right, right.
So, up until the peak year.
I suppose you could buy some other stuff. But the nice thing about gold and silver is it's easier to store than packs of cigarettes and toilet paper and things like that. And you know, you can store more of it in a small space, and it'll be worth more, typically, over time. Anyway, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. That's 855-450-3733. I suppose you can either invest into some alternatives, or you can trust the fiat currency. I mean, what are the people who believe in that conspiracy theory do as their alternative? I guess we should have asked them that.
Like, just buy lots of fiat currency.
Toilet paper, sense. Bottled water, you know, stuff to make shotgun shells for when the zombie apocalypse happens.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having toilet paper and bottled water and gold and silver. So our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So there's a 90-year-old gentleman in Fort Lauderdale, and apparently he's teamed up with a group of folks who've been feeding some homeless people. It's not just the 90-year-old man who's been arrested, apparently, but he's the one who's getting the headlines. Because
he's 90 years old.
Right. And whenever an elderly person is arrested in an activist way, it's just more newsworthy. Normally, it's people in their early 20s or 30s who will get arrested at some sort of protest for locking arms or handcuffing themselves to
right,
a gate.
Because they're young radicals who have no idea what they're doing.
But when it's an elderly person, then it's a news story because, for whatever reason, old people just don't do activism.
He's off his rocker. I'm sure people say that.
That's probably true. Like, he needs to be under some sort of care. But to me, I think that this guy's a hero, and I wish there were more people like him. What did he do?
So, 90-year-old Arnold Abbott was arrested for feeding homeless people in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That was on Tuesday. He got arrested again on Wednesday. He has helped prepare hundreds of meals a week for countless hungry homeless people in Fort Lauderdale since 1990. So he's been at this for 24 years. But a new ordinance now makes it illegal in the city. As a result, Abbott and two ministers from the Sanctuary Church were arrested while dishing out hot food Tuesday night. Then they have a couple of photos, and I have to scroll down past those.
Photos of the criminals in act?
The criminals in action, and actually a couple of shots of the criminals being handcuffed by other criminals that had little shiny badges. And they have a really nice setup here. They've got several folding tables, and they've got the large metal dishes with the aluminum foil on top.
If you've been doing something for 2 decades, you probably got it together. You know,
yeah,
you probably have tweaked it.
Repeat offenders. I mean, they've obviously got it all down, the process.
So, you know, it looks like it's one of these things of if you go to a large potluck gathering to where people bring the disposable aluminum dishes covered in aluminum foil. In the one photo, I see 1, 2, 3, about 7 dishes next to one another. And like everybody's like dishing out a couple of things and handing the plate to the homeless people.
Maybe the cops are just hungry. They wanted to steal the food.
Says that, however,
the evidence.
That, however, is not stopping them, and they were back at it again Wednesday night as if nothing had happened at all.
That's awesome.
And after they finished serving food, police again arrested Abbott.
Well, at least they waited till afterwards.
It seems that despite Abbott's amazing charitable ways, the mayor of the city, Jack Seiler, has nothing but disgust for the selfless old man. Seiler told local 10 News, Mr. Abbott has decided that he doesn't think these individuals should have to have any interaction with government, that they should be fed in the parks. We disagree.
They should be fed in specific places, even though they're probably short on food most of the time and don't get that option very often.
This mayor is actually saying that these homeless people should get their food from the government.
Yes.
Well, it's quite disgusting, really, because most cities now have this, like, I don't want to say a war necessarily, but they're very opposed to homeless people.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of things like this occurring throughout the years, more recently so, just trying to, you know, discourage people from interacting with homeless people, trying to get rid of them, ship them to other cities or other areas, or put them in jail for something.
This was going on in Sarasota, Florida, where I'm from originally. Right before I made the move up here, there was one of these ordinances that was passed where I think it was within a certain 2-mile radius or something like that, or all the downtown parks or something, was prohibiting the feeding of any group larger than a certain amount at any time in these locations. And then in Orlando, there was news headlines where Food Not Bombs was setting up and getting arrested just like this, where they'd come back out and they'd feed homeless people again, and then they'd get more arrests and more people would step up, and it was just this crazy situation. And you're right, it's happening in more places where these government guys will ban homeless people from being fed within a certain area around the city. It's okay in some places to feed them, but you just can't be near City Hall. Or in some places they're just straight up banned outright in the entire city limits.
Well, first of all, like, are you going to be asking somebody, like, hey, can I see the title to your house before you feed them? And, like, second of all...
Well, the laws are written to where you just can't feed anyone in a park. I mean, it would they're not so much... It's resulting in picking on the homeless, but if you were to have, like, a church picnic in the park, that would also be against the rules.
There was a... And Ellen, I'll let you get to your thing in just a second.
Okay.
I remember reading a story back in the spring to where there was a guy down in Birmingham, Alabama, where I'm from. He's the minister of a church. He has a food truck, and the only thing that was done from the food truck was food was given to homeless people.
For free?
For free.
Mm-hmm.
The city council had passed some kind of ordinance saying that food trucks required licensing and all of these other health code things.
You got to protect people.
And he said, well, I'm not selling food. I shouldn't be required to get this permit. And they said, no,
it
applies to any food being given out of any truck.
Yep. What happened?
I'll have to check on that.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. There's more to this story, right?
Yes.
With the old guy, 90 years old, arrested for handing out food to the homeless. Could be happening where you live, too. 855-453. What would you do about it? It's Free Talk Live.
When Karl Marx failed because the workers of the world did not unite, that was the end of communism? Not a chance. It went underground and attacked the culture, movies, the school system, the family unit, and Christian values. Cultural Marxism, featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, G. Edward Griffin, and Ted Baer, explains what happened. Get the DVD at moviepubs.net, worldnetdaily.com, or newswithviews.com.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it. It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.